The best tasting show in the world. Here's Justin Akery and Pat Bradley.
Might be a little bit of an overstatement.
Go ahead, try them all.
Well, I haven't tasted every song, every show in the whole wide world.
But taste them all. According to Athlon Sports, and they've done, they've put out their rankings.
They've done extensive research, apparently.
Extensive research. According to Athlon Sports, the 65th ranked team in the country is NC State. The 64th is Boston College. The 63rd is the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Good boy.
Number 63 ranked team. They've made their way all the way down to 26.
Do you have any idea how? Who's 26? I'm sorry. Oh. Well, they haven't gone all the way to the top yet.
Yeah.
Any idea how many SEC teams are in that neighborhood?
Well, we have at number 61 is Syracuse, and I can look at 61 to 80. What they say, the explanation, Arkansas should be improved on both sides of the ball, but that doesn't mean another winless SEC season is out of question for the Razorbacks, who are still trying to stabilize over the last couple of years.
Yeah, this just in.
Yeah, I know, right? Why you got to bring up old stuff? Iowa State is 66. West Virginia, 67. Kentucky is number 70. So there you go.
Wow, that really shows you where you are.
Rutgers, who beat us, is 73 ranked, according to this list. But you know what we have over all those other teams?
What?
Last week, that came out of the SEC spring meetings, Mike Slive handed out some cool, hard cash.
Little strajol.
To the tune over the entire conference of $309,600,000. Averages out to $20.9 million per school.
Man.
At the end of the day?
Yeah, wait till the SEC network gets rolling. It's going to be filthy.
For perspective, the SEC distributed a total of $304.7 mil a year ago, and $165.9 million in 2009.
So how do we... Wow, what a jump.
Almost
doubled in 5 years?
Million, yeah. $166 million 5 years ago to $310 million today, $20 million per school. You may ask me, well, what about the other conferences?
What about the other conferences, Pat?
The Pac-12. Check this out. $228 million. Mm-hmm. Big 10, $298 million.
Yeah.
Big 12, $212 million. And the ACC, $293 million.
Yeah, the Big 10 has always outperformed financially its performance on the field, or at least in recent history.
SEC, obviously the only conference to crack the $300 million barrier.
It's a crappy tour year for
Big 10, $298 million, though, very close.
Crappy tour for the Stones, though.
But here's the interesting part.
Yep.
You may ask me, well, okay, Pat, that's all good and well, but what about how much the teams make?
How much do the teams make, though, Pat? What's the breakdown?
SEC, $20.9 million. Pac-12, $19 million. The Big 12, each team made $21.2 million, which is more than the SEC.
How many?
$21.2 million, which is more than the SEC.
Okay.
The Big 10 and the ACC are tied with $24.4 million each for each school. Not bad. If you ask me. If you're asking me,
hey,
not bad.
What do you think?
Not bad. Okay. But you're right. Once the SEC network gets rolling, God only knows how much money the SEC schools will make. It's going to be a lot more than 20 mil, I guarantee you.
That's sickening. I make 20 million a month. If you want in to finish up the show, 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. Coming up after the zone today, it's overtime.
Who's does that show?
Some guys. Hey, tomorrow night at Dugan's Pub, I want to give everybody a heads up. Roger Scott of our staff is putting on a talent battle, the Edwards Food Giant Talent Battle at Dugan's Pub at 8 o'clock. There's a grand prize of $500, a feature in sync, and a chance to play Pops on the River. And you also get a show with no name appearance as an added throw-in. That's like going, hey, I'm going to give you a steak, a potato, a glass of wine, some broccoli, and you can also have salt and pepper. I don't know exactly what the talent is or exactly how this is going to work or who's going to be judging, but I do know this. Show up at Dugan's Pub tomorrow night and be part of the Edwards Food Giant Talent Battle, and you can find out. I know if there's $500 involved, it's worth a shot.
According to Scott Rabelais of The Advocate, the new cable network could be worth as much as $35 million, more than $35 million per team.
Shut your face.
Once the network reaches its full distribution goals.
Buddy.
That's assuming. And
that's,
this is
like, that's like $400 million a year.
Assuming it gets a rate of about $1.30 per customer per month.
Wait, $35 million per team?
Mm-hmm.
That's 14 teams. I didn't do the math on that very well. That's
and
like,
it achieves its goal of 30 million subscribers. So you get 30 million subscribers at $1.30.
It's like $500 million. That's crazy. That's on top of the other money?
Yes.
Dude, that's sick.
The SEC Network has deals in place with Dish Network, AT&T UVerse, Google Fiber, and some other smaller distributors. But not DirecTV and Comcast.
Not
which
yet. Well,
it's going to happen.
It's all
right?
going to happen, yeah. It's a waste of time to even discuss that.
I don't know how that works, but
other college football financial news and college football or college news in general, I guess, as far as finances go. You know, there was the lawsuit about antitrust over EA Sports and the video games, you used my name and you hurt my feelings very badly, and I need money to make me feel better.
Oh, your likeness.
They have settled for $40 million, which
this is pretty big.
It is, but when you compare it to the money you just talked about, it's a drop in the bucket.
It's a good point.
A $40 million settlement with a video game manufacturer, EA Sports.
And it only goes back to 2003, correct?
Yes, correct.
For players back then.
I'm thrilled that for the first time in the history of college sports, athletes will get compensated for their performance, as Steve Dermon, co-lead counsel for the plaintiffs, is pretty groundbreaking. And if you know how these things work, the attorneys are going to make $10 million plus. So it's pretty awesome for them.
Does it say what payout for the players, what do they get? I mean, that $40 million, there was...
According to the agreement, 77% of the funds that are due the players after lawyer fees will go to the class of players represented by Berman, who sued the NCAA on behalf of former Arizona State quarterback Sam Keller. Just over 12% will go to the players represented by O'Bannon, the former UCLA star, and 10% will go to a class represented by former Rutgers football player Ryan Hart and West Virginia football player Sean Alston. Additionally, O'Bannon, Keller, Hart, and other named plaintiffs will receive payments of $2,500 to $15,000 for their time and efforts in representing the classes. So,
and here would be my question is...
How much do I get?
Well, out of the $40 million, you said it has to be distributed, you get lawyer's fees and all that, but how many of those players in those video games will actually contact the necessary folks to get that money? Because that determines, right? I mean, every player does...
One thing I have found from guys like you, former athletes, you are lazy, and you guys are not really clear on how to operate in, you know, society without leadership and people making out schedules and doing your work for you.
We're schedule-oriented people.
I think the likelihood, which is ironic because you have trouble making schedules, yet you can follow them if
you're
told.
We're coachable. That's the idea. We've been coached up to be coachable.
One other thing regarding college, and I think you'll appreciate this, and I think this guy will be great. I find him to be one of the more likable dudes around.
Who that?
Shane Battier.
He's all right. I respect him.
I like him.
I'm going to put it this way. I respect him.
Wrinkled old head looking like a Sharpay. I love the guy. Said 2 months ago he'd be retiring after this NBA season, barring an act of God or a huge
amount
of money.
Why would you?
Well, because he's agreed to a multi-year TV deal with ESPN to be a lead analyst for college basketball.
I mean, just spit in my face, will you?
35 years of age. He seems appropriate. He's a good-looking fella.
Justin, here's my deal. We've talked about this many times. Why do we get mad at people who can dunk and don't?
Because they don't do it.
No, because we can't, and we're jealous, and you're spitting in our face. God gave you the ability to do it. Shane Battier, play in the NBA till they don't want you anymore.
Well, now you have two reasons to hate him. Because he can play in the NBA, chooses not to. And he is going to be a broadcaster because they're allowing him to, even though he may not be as qualified as some other guys who are local midday hosts.
Fine, Chinese Sharpay head, fine.